This is Marketplace from APM. I'm David Gura. More bad news today for General Motors CEO Mary Barra. The automaker is recalling more than a million vehicles, this time for power steering problems. Barra will be on Capitol Hill tomorrow and Wednesday testifying before Congress. Lawmakers want to know how much GM knew about another GM recall focusing on ignition switch problems. Those have been linked to more than a dozen deaths, and they've led to the recall of some 2.6 million vehicles. As Marketplace's Kate Davidson reports, when it comes to the economics of recalls, they're a bit like preventative medicine. Better to catch them early than late.
When you buy a car, some of that money goes into a reserve to cover warranty claims and recalls. Auto analyst Marianne Keller says the frequency of recalls has increased in recent years. 2013 had a bumper crop.
Last year, there were 22 million cars recalled.
In 632 different recall campaigns. Sometimes cars are recalled for serious safety issues like GM's, and sometimes not so much.
There have been recalls where two pages of an owner's manual were replaced because after the fact they discovered that some wording was incorrect.
That's how strong a company's fear of liability can be. But that kind of recall, the two pages genre, gets a pretty low response rate. Keller says GM's current recall is going to cost a lot, thanks to 2.6 million cars and a ton of publicity. Now, recalls in and of themselves aren't necessarily a bad thing. John O'Dell is a senior editor with Edmunds.com.
What are some of the most trusted names in the car business today? You know, Toyota, Honda.
He says these companies have some of the highest recall rates per car sold. He says recalls can have an economic benefit.
And the reason is because it helps build a lot of trust between the automaker, the dealer who's handling the actual, you know, interface, and the car shopper.
My automaker's got my back, is the message, he says. It's the message GM CEO Mary Barra will try to convey to Congress and the world this week. I'm Kate Davidson for Marketplace.